This morning, my message is taken from Genesis chapter 6.
今天早上我讲到的信息起自于创世纪第六章。
And we will read the scriptures as we go along the passage.
我们会待会来看这个经文。
Let me start by this. The dictionary defines pandemic as a prevalent disease over a whole country or a whole world.
圣经解释瘟疫是病情流行在一个国家或整个世界。
But the first pandemic in the biblical history is sin.
圣经记载的第一个瘟疫是罪。
And Noah was the first person to see the effects of it.
挪亚是第一位看到罪所带来的后果。
Even though it came first from Adam.
虽然罪是来自于亚当。
But then we read as we come to Genesis chapter 6 that as the population multiplied.
创世纪第六章告诉我们当人不见得增多。
Sin also multiplied.
罪也增多。
And this led to God to tell Noah that he is going to wipe out the whole human race.
这已是神告诉挪亚他会除灭世人。
But wait a minute, didn't God say to Adam, be fruitful and multiply?
神不是告诉亚当要生养众多吗？
Yes, but that was before sin became a problem.
是的，但那是在罪成了一个很大的问题之前。
In Genesis chapter 6, especially 1 to 8, we read of this story.
创世纪第六章一到八节，我们可以读到这个故事。
God told Noah to build an ark.
神吩咐挪亚造一艘方舟。
And to shut himself and his family inside, along with every kind of animal and of every creature that moves along the ground.
挪亚和他的家人要进入方舟，和所有一切的昆虫、飞鸟跟走兽。
And he was also to bring enough food for them throughout that period of time.
挪亚也必须准备足够的食物。充足的供应那一年的时间。
So in other words, Noah will be shut in for a period of time.
换句话说，挪亚会进入方舟一段很长的时间。
But as the story goes on, he was never shut out of God's love and protection.
当故事继续的延伸下去，我们会看到神的爱和他的保护从来没有挤出门外。
So let's read from verses 1 to 8 first. Can I ask Joyce to read for us in Mandarin?
我们一起来读创世纪第六章一到八节。当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选起来为妻。耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。然而他的日子还可到120年。那时候有伟人在地上，后来神的儿子们和人的女子们结合生子，那就是上古因是有名的人。耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了，唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
In verse 1 it tells us thatWhen man increased, they also gave birth to beautiful daughters.
第一节告诉我们，当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候。
And then verse 2 tells us that the sons of God saw that the daughters of human were beautiful and they married them, any one of them that they chose.
第二节说，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选起来为妻。
And because of the phrase the sons of God and the daughters of men, the distinction is made between the two, it has created a debate or a discussion over who they are.
因为这里这两段经文有提到神的儿子和世人的女儿，所以有起了一些的争论。
And in fact, in particularly to the sons of God, there is this problem where people say who, when they ask this question, who they are.
当我们看到神的儿子，有人就问，到底神的儿子是指谁呢？
And so there are actually three views to it.
有三个不同的说法。
And one of them is, says that it is the sons of Seth in comparison to the ungodly sons of Cain.
一个解释就是神的儿子是指塞特的儿子，对比那些不义的儿女们。
And then second view says that these are actually angelic beings.
那第二个说法说神的儿子是指天使。
Particularly the fallen angels.
尤其是那堕落的天使。
And then the third view says what verse 4 says, that they were heroes of old, men of renown.
那第三有人说是指第四节所说那时候有伟人在地上。
And this phrase actually was used about 5 times in the Bible.
这段经文其实在圣经里面出现了五次。
不是这段，
这一个实际。
And each time they were used particularly just for angelic beings.
那这五次都是指天使。
And never used for Adam in particular.
那从来没有指是阿当。
And why? Because Adam was actually created by God himself.
因为阿当是神自己所造的。
And so it was never used on Adam to describe him and his father's or God the creator's relationship.
阿当是神所造，也没有从来提到是神跟他的关系。
So it is the, so people who interpret this phrase says that it is only for angelic beings.
所以第三个说法的人就会强调这里神的儿子是指天使们。
And they support this with 2 Peter chapter 2 and the book of Jude or the letter of Jude because there they mention Noah and Lot as well.
他们是引用彼得后书第二章和犹大书因为在这两本书都有提到亚当，也提到挪亚。
Where they talk about the angelic being or the fallen angels who abandon their heavenly places.
那里提到堕落的天使离开天堂。
And so they, so therefore from there they concluded that these Nephilims mentioned in verse 4 were actually the fallen angels.
所以他们强调伟人是指天使。
To fit that narrative of the theory of the fallen angels.
来加强堕落天使的这个争论。
And because of their relation with human being, it resulted in the birth of giants.
因为天使和人的结合，所以产生的生产出巨人。
Because the Nephilim.
因为伟人。
Were giants, so to speak.
他们都非常的高大。
But verse 4 merely tells us they are heroes of old, men of renown. They didn't even mention that they were giants.
那第四节很清楚的告诉我们，他们是深古以来有名的人。
So, so since God made Adam. And in other words, he's Adam's father, so to speak.
既然神造阿当，换句话说，他就是阿当的父亲。
But because the phrase in other passages or five passages in the Bible use it only for angelic beings.
但圣经其他五处提到的是指天使。
So therefore, those people who interpret this say you cannot use this for men.
所以那些人就强调，你不能够用来指是人。
But Eve, on the other hand, was taken from Adam, and so women are rightfully so called daughters of men.
但夏娃是起自于亚当的肋骨，所以很自然的，女人就称为是男人的女儿。
Although it sounds very logical according to the theory,
用这个理论来说，好像是很有逻辑的。
But there's an inconsistency in their interpretation.
但是这个翻译呢是不是不一致的。
Because on one hand, you take one phrase as literal.
因为在一段的圣经节，我们按字面解释。
But the other phrase, we take it as not.
那另外一部分呢，我们又没有按字面来解释。
And so, how can we resolve this inconsistency?
我们如何来解释这不一致呢？
And even if we agree with this theory,
若我们同意这个解释,
why is the judgment just on the human race and not the angelic beings?
为什么审判只有审判在人类而没有审判天使呢?
And also the fact that angels having relationship with human is quite inconceivable.
天使和人有性关系实在是不可思议的事。
In fact, it resembles Greek mythology.
这只是来自于希腊神话。
Which is actually rejected by Christianity and even science that this is possible.
科学和基督教我们都拒绝这个希腊神话这样子的说法。
So it's really hard for us to accept this theory.
所以我们不能够接受这样子的理论。
It is true that the flood can destroy all these angelic beings or hybrid giants, so to speak.
是的，洪水患难可以消灭所有的巨人或者是天使。
But up to today, there is no archaeological evidence to prove they ever existed.
但直到今天的考古学家从来不能够证明这样子的巨人存在。
But the fact is that giant-sized people do exist throughout history.
但是巨人实在是从历史到今天都有巨人存在。
The tallest man in the book of in the Guinness Book of the World Records is about 8 feet 11 inches.
这个世界古尼基书记载世界上最高的一个人。
And Goliath is actually known as a giant too, when we read of that story where David fought Goliath.
当我们看到大卫击打哥利拉，我们也知道有巨人的存在。
But you know what? The Dead Sea Scroll, when they found it, they realized that Goliath is only 4 cubits tall.
其实当考古在这个死海找到这个古剑的时候，他们发现原来哥利拉只有四肘高
，which is about 6.7 feet only，
大概是六尺七寸。
In fact, there is another taller person.
其实有另外一个更高大的人
，the king of Bashan, Og.
苏珊的巴山王二。
His bed was 13 feet and 6 feet wide.
他的床有13尺长 ,8 feet?
13 feet long by 8 feet wide.
13尺长8尺宽。
6尺宽。Can verse 2, so when coming to this verse or this, and use of this phrase, can the writer just be making the point that God's people, that means those who worship God, choose to marry those beautiful but women who do not worship God.
或者我们可以解释，在这里第一、第二节所解释的是敬虔的基督徒，敬虔的人娶那外邦人的漂亮的女子。
And therefore, sin multiplied.
以至于罪不断的增多。
Because in the Old Testament, we see that one of the reasons God forbid them to marry the pagan woman is for this reason.
因为在旧约，我们很清楚的可以看到记载，神禁止以色列人娶外邦的女子，就是因为这个原因。
Therefore, the two phrases is basically simply comparing a righteous person and an unrighteous person in the eyes of God.
所以第一和第二节从神的眼里来解释，就是敬虔和不义的人。
And just like the first view or the second view that talks about the children of Seth in comparison with the children of Cain.
就好像第一个理论的说法，赛特的儿女们跟外邦不义的人。
And so in this case, we do not have to read into that verse and that phrase.
所以当我们看创世纪第六章的时候，我们不需要按字面来解释。
Instead,We should focus basically what the whole story is talking about.
我们的焦点应该放在整个故事里面所要带出来的。
Because the context of this story is God saved the righteous Noah, and He judges the unrighteous.
故事的重点是神拯救义人挪亚，神审判不义的人。
Because Every inclination of their thoughts were evil.
因为他们所思所想的尽都是恶。
So then, question then arises as we think of ourselves today.
但另外一个问题，当我们想到我们今生今世
，especially when at this time we are going through the pandemic.
当我们在经过这瘟疫的时间
，is God doing the same today?
神是不是同样的在审判我们呢
？We don't know.
我们不知道。
But for one thing we know is that the flood was worse than what we are going through.
当然，我们知道洪水是比今天我们所经历的这个疫情更加的严重。
Because the flood destroyed the whole human race except for Noah and his family and those animals in the ark.
因为洪水毁灭了世上所有人。唯有挪亚一家人和进入方舟的动物、飞鸟跟昆虫。
But Jesus did warn us in Luke chapter 21, verse 11.
耶稣在路加福音有这样子的警告我们。
There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilence in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven.
地要大大震动，多处必有饥荒、瘟疫，又有可怕的异象。
And for Noah, the sign was that universal flood.
那挪亚时候的异象就是全世界的这个洪水。
And Jesus warned in Mark 13, verse 19, and Matthew 24, 21, that those will be days of distress unequal from the beginning.
耶稣也在马可福音十三章十九节和马太福音二十四章二十一节有这样子的警告我们：从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也没有。
And so, what we are going through, could it be a sign for us to reflect upon the state of our world?
我们现在所经历的这个疫情，是不是可以帮助我们来反省我们世界所遭遇的苦难
？And to remember that we are not immortal.
让我们实在是知道我们是我们的生命，我们是凡人。
You know, or as someone who is not a believer would say, is this?Nature's way of reducing overpopulation.
那不信的人他们会说，是不是大自然的这样子的自然方法来减少世上超过过多的人呢
？Whatever it is,
无论如何
We pray for God to protect His people.
我们祈祷神保护他的子民。
Because the psalmist says in Psalm 118 that the righteous will enter the gates of heaven.
因为诗篇118章很清楚地告诉我们，义人必要进入天国。
You know, the world is still plagued with the pandemic of sin.
整个世上都被罪困扰。
It's worse than the COVID-19 virus.
世人的罪比瘟情更加的严重，疫情更加的严重。
Because at least those who contracted COVID-19 has a greater possibility of survival.
因为虽然感染疫情病毒有复原的可能性，
but sinners will not.
但是罪人呢，没有。
A man can only be saved through Christ Jesus.
因为世人唯有借助耶稣基督可以被拯救。
But man is not only sinful, but he is mortal.
世人不单单罪恶，我们也是凡人。
You see, here in this passage, God says that we are mortal.But yet he gives us 120 years to live on this earth.
在圣经里面看到，虽然我们的生命有限，但是神给我们120年的年日。
And he says that he does not want to contend with men because he's going to destroy them at this time with a flood.
在那个时间，神用洪水要消灭人类。
One of the questions that arise when we read about this is 120 years old a literal number that will not change?
在这里我们会思想，这120年的岁月是按照字面会不会更改呢？
I don't think it's a literal exact figure, but it's around that figure.
我相信并不是准确的120年，而是大概能够活到120年。
Because there is a French woman who lived past 120.
因为有一位法国的妇女活超过120
In fact, she lived 122 years and 164 days.
她活了122岁又164天。
Yet there are people who do not live past their 40s.
但是有一些人呢，他们的岁月没有超过40年岁。
Kobe Bryant just recently died at 41.
就好比Kobe Bryant 他41岁就过世了。
You know, people are dying all over the world.
世界上有很多的人。
Whether it's COVID-19 or otherwise.
可能是疫情所造成或其他的原因。
Because we are all mortal.
因为我们都是有限的。
And not only that, we will die again, a second death, if we do not have Christ Jesus as our Savior.
更可怕的是，如果我们没有耶稣基督，我们会第二次的死亡。
Because we are sinful.
因为我们是有罪的。
And then in verse 3, there is the use of the phrase, my spirit.
第三节用到我的灵
and it is said to be referring to the life force that God breathed into Adam.
这里指的是神的灵吹入亚当
to bring him to life,
使他成为有灵的人
and therefore that life is now being judged by the specific age God is mentioning.
那这个灵人的寿命呢，在这里神被神审判，神只限制于人活到120岁。
But yet at the same time, God can take it away.
当然神也可以拿去。
Because the universal flood shows us that he can.
因为世上的这个洪水就告诉我们神可以。
Because in verse 7, he himself says, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I created, and with all the animals and birds and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them.
因为第七节告诉我们，神说我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟， 都从地上除灭。
And so God has the sovereign authority and power to give and to take away.
所以神有完全的主权，他可以给我们，他也可以拿走。
And then that verse 7 also said something that is quite difficult to interpret and understand. Verse 7.
第七节有时候也非常难的解释。
Because he says that God says, I regret that I have made them.
因为我造他们后悔了。
Did God regret creating man is the question.
神真难道神真的是后悔创造了人吗？
The word translated in English as regret is in the Hebrew is nakam.
后悔这个字在希腊文是 nakam.
And that word can mean to be sorry or move to pity or grieve as in grieving.
这个字可以有三个的解释，可以说难过、忧伤或者是懊悔。
So, if we think of the God, this, then we have, you know, the English word tends to tell us a different thing.
从英文的字迹来说，它告诉我们不同的意思。
But in Hebrew, it can mean all these other things.
但是在希腊文呢，它的意思就不一样。
And so, but first of all, when you read that phrase, that the whole verse, it is the judgment, first of all, is not just against man, but everything that God created, including the animals and the birds and creatures.
洪水的审判不单单临到人类，也临到昆虫、走兽和空中的飞鸟。
And so, secondly,It could be possibly that God was grieved in his heart that by the state of the human race that he has come to this.
是的，神可以为这世人罪恶的败坏而忧伤。
And so that sentence need not be taken literally.
所以懊悔不能够按字面这样来解释。
As the English translated it.
就好比英文的解释，
Because Because when it creates other problems.
因为懊悔可以产生其他的问题。
Because people also say that, oh, in this case, then God cannot know the future.
因为有人就说，要是神懊悔的话，那神是不是他不知道将来所会发生的事呢？
And so now he regrets because he doesn't know what will happen to man.
所以他懊悔的，因为他不知道人会有这样子的后果。
But that's not the case. But that's not the case.
当然不是这样子。
And because the Bible says that God does not change his mind, and when they say that, it means he does not regret.
因为圣经记载，神不会改变他的心意。既然神不会改变他的心意，神当然也不会懊悔。
But he can grieve.
但是神可以忧伤。
He can grieve even when he knows the future.
神会忧伤难过，即使他知道将来所要发生的事情。
The best example is in the gospel when Jesus wept for Lazarus.
最好的例子就记载在福音书上，耶稣为了拉撒勒的死而忧伤。
Because why did he have to weep when he knew that the next minute he's going to raise him from the dead?
为什么耶稣需要难过忧伤呢？因为他实在是知道下一秒钟他就要使拉撒勒从死里复活。
See, he knows the future and yet he weeps or grieves over what has happened now.
虽然耶稣知道所要将发生的事情，但是他为着现在在这个时刻他忧伤难过。
Someone says,In answering this question or this verse, he says, you know, when God saw in real time what is happening,
有人这样子解释，神看到正在发生的事情，
that he has no choice but to judge the wicked, he grieves in his heart for them.
神为着他必须要审判，在这时候审判世人，他心里忧伤难过。
So in other words, he says that there is a sense of God looking back to man's creation.
因为有人这样说，神他看到他看回他在创世世纪创世纪创造人的时刻。
And that he is grieved now that his behavior, man's behavior, have come to this point where he has to judge them.
但是他看到世人败坏到如此的罪恶，他为这世人的败坏罪恶忧伤难过。
Yet at the same time, he has feelings for man's demise.
他也为这世人的这个
destruction,
deny,
this, destruction
的毁灭而难过。
You see, God is a more is more complex as a as a as God. He is a more complex being than we can understand.
神，我们的神是不是我们有限的头脑这样简单可以来解释
？He is able to regret things he foreknew.
他可以为这生命而难过
，and communicate this regret in time as he grieves.
他也借着时间表达他的忧伤难过
，and he grieves is not so much anything else but of the man who has become in this state.
他的懊悔、难过、忧伤是为着世人的败坏。罪恶这样的争夺而
But yet at the same time, he's the only one who can save us.
但同样的时间，他是唯一可以拯救世人的那一位救主。
And he wants to save every one of us.
他要拯救所有的每一位人。
And that's why he sent his son Jesus Christ into the world.
这就是为什么他差遣他的独生子来到世上。
And so modern man will die because of sin.
现今的人会因着罪而死。
But God is gracious enough to give him life again in eternity if he turn to believe in his son.
但仁慈的神，却要给我们永生，当我们愿意转向接受他的爱子的救赎。
And so, even though we may be going through these difficult times,
虽然我们现在疫情使我们活在一个非常艰难的时段。
And there are many people that we know.Are living in fear.
那我们可能认识一些的人，他们活在恐惧当中。
We can tell them that there is hope in Christ Jesus.
我们可以告诉他们，在耶稣基督里，我们有盼望。
Even ourselves, if we have that fear, we need to remind ourselves that in Christ Jesus, we have hope.
若我们心中有恐惧的话，我们也要提醒自己。在耶稣基督里，我们有盼望。
And not be fearful, but have the faith to live in trust of what we are going through.
不要担忧，但是要有信心，在我们经过这困难的时段。
Because the righteous will enter the gates of heaven.
因为义人要进入永生。
And despite of What sin can do to the human race in the midst of the pandemic of sin, we can still live a godly life.
虽然罪恶影响了我们整个的社会、整个的生命，但是我们仍然在疫情当中，仍然可以过着一个敬虔的生活。
Let's read verses 9 and 10.
我们一起来看圣经第十节。第九节，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、雅弗。世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见是败坏了。凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为，神就对挪亚说：“凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分 一间一间地造，里外涂上松香。方舟的造法乃是这样，要长300肘，宽50肘，高30肘。方舟上边要留处光处，高1肘。方舟的门要开在旁边，方舟要分上、中、下3层。看啊，我要使洪水泛滥在地上，毁灭天下。凡地上有血肉、有气息的活物，无一不死。我却要以你立业，你同你的妻、以儿子、儿媳都要进入方舟。凡有血肉的活物，每样2个，一公一母，你要带进方舟，好在那里保存生命。
Thank you. And verse 9 tells us that the reason, actually, tells us the reason why he spared Noah.
第九节告诉我们为什么神没有审判挪亚。
Because he says he's a righteous man.
因为记载着挪亚是个义人。
And what's a righteous man? He described there as blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God.
这里解释当时的世代是个完全人，挪亚与神同行。
And so it implies that in the midst of the wickedness in the world, a person can live for God.
这里告诉我们，在这败坏的世代里面，一个人仍然可以过着敬虔的生活。
And people has used Noah, the story of Noah, to say that it is foreshadowing Christ.
有人用挪亚来预表耶稣基督。
But there is limitation in this illustration or correlation.
但是这个比喻是很有限的。
Because Noah was only blameless among men during his time.
因为挪亚只有在当时的世代是个义人。
But Christ was blameless among men at all times.
但是耶稣基督是在全世界里面是个义人，毫无罪。
Noah can only save those who are with him in the ark.
挪亚只可以拯救那些与他同在方舟里面的人。
Jesus can save everyone in this world.
但耶稣可以拯救全世界的人。
And so those of us who are saved by Christ have this ability to live righteously more than Noah.
那我们这些属耶稣基督的人，我们有这个能可以过着一个敬虔的生活。
Because he gives us his spirit.
因为神赐给我们他的灵。
And we are obligated to live righteously because of what he did for us.
耶稣在十字架上为我们所成就的义，我们必须要过一个敬虔的生活。
If not, we will also be judged like the unrighteous.
若不然，我们也一样要跟不义的人一起受审判。
And so a life of faith is a life that seeks after God.
一个信心的生活是一个寻求神的生活。
Seek to obey him and to follow him.
寻求顺从他，跟从他，顺服跟从。
And not the things of the world.
而不是世上的事。
Especially in a pandemic like this.
尤其是在这疫情的时间。
In an unrighteous person's world or thinking is that because of fear and selfishness, all they want is to get their hands on everything.
在这个疫情及病情的时代，那不义的世人，他们就会尽量的储存他们所能够储存的所有的东西。
So that they can survive.
所以他们能够生存，生活下去。
But we don't have to.
但是我们不需要。
Yeah, we need what we need, like Noah, to survive in the ark. But we need more than that.
是的，我们就像挪亚一样，我们必须我们需要我们所需要的日用品来生存。
But we need the life that Jesus Christ gave to us.
但是我们更需要的是耶稣基督所赐给我们的新生命。
And so, because of the state of the world, or at that time, God told Noah, In his sight, the world has become so corrupt and full of violence.
当在挪亚的故事里面，那个时代，神告诉挪亚，世人的罪恶已经到了极点。
And I'm going to destroy the whole world.
我要除灭整个世代。
But he says, I'm going to give you a chance.
但是我会给你一个选择。
Go make this ark.
你可以去造。 一个方舟,
and 14 and 7 verses 14 to 17 he tells him how to build this ark.
神也很清楚地告诉挪亚，指示他要如何地来建这一艘方舟。
He gave him the blueprint.
他给他一个蓝图。
One and there's only two openings in this ark.
这个方舟只有两个开口。
One on the roof.
一个在屋顶。
The other on the side.
一个在旁边。
And inside the ark there are three levels.
那这个方舟有三层。
Once it's built, God will send this flood.
当这个方舟造好过后呢，神就会拆这个洪水。
And then God covenanted with Noah.
神也以挪亚立约。
Verse 18 to 21 tells us that.
第18节这样子的告诉我们。
And you, if you go on the story, you know, in chapter 8, God also after that, after the flood, makes another covenant with him.
在第八章，创世纪第八章, 神也第二次的与挪亚立约。
And this, the first covenant is to protect them.
第一个约是保护他们。
To save them.
拯救他们。
As long as he do as God tells him, build the ark and enter it with all these people and these animals, He will protect them throughout the flood.
若他依照神的吩咐，造这个方舟，跟他的儿女们、跟动物进入这个方舟，他必会拯救他们。
And he brought enough food as God told him to bring to last him about for a year.
他也准备了神所吩咐他准备的食物，大概的这些食物能够存活一年的时间。
The Bible doesn't tell us the exact length of the time he was in the ark.
圣经没有很清楚地告诉我们挪亚在方舟里面大概过多长的时间。
Because first of all, the calendar of that time is also different.
当时候的这个历历跟现在也不一样。
But it does tell us that when he entered the ark, he was 600 years old.
但是圣经告诉我们当挪亚进入方舟的时候他是600岁。
But when he came out, he was 601.
他出来的时候是601岁。
Some people calculated and say that he probably was in there for a year.
那这样子的计算，大概他在方舟里面是一年的时间。
And I hope the present pandemic that we are going through will not last that long.
我盼望也祷告，我们现在所经历的这个疫情不会这么长。
And then in verse 22, it then tells us the third thing of about what a righteous person is like.
那第22节也告诉我们，敬虔的生命是一个怎样的生命。
Noah did everything just as God commanded him.
敬虔的生命是挪亚按照神所吩咐的每一样，他都按照去做。
In other words, a righteous person is one who does everything God tells him to do.
敬虔的人是按照神所吩咐的去行出来。In
contrast, the unrighteous will not.
相反的，不义的人呢，他们就不依照神的吩咐。They
live their life as they like.
他们按照他们所喜欢的生命生活而活。And
we can live a godly life like Noah.
我们可以效法挪亚过一个敬虔的生活。But
This is not the only reason.
当然这也不是唯一的理由。
Just because Noah can, we can.
并不是因为挪亚可以，我们也可以。
But because Jesus has made us righteous.
而是因为耶稣已经使我们成了义。
And we must live righteously for him.
因此我们要为耶稣而过一个敬虔的生活。
Because he redeemed us with his own blood.
耶稣 用他的宝血拯救了我们。
So the question is, are we doing so?
问题是，我们有过一个敬虔的生活吗？
If we are not, then we may, the pandemic may be a reminder for us that we need to.
若我们没有，可能这个疫情可以帮助我们，提醒我们要过一个敬虔的生活。
Because the unrighteous seeks only to preserve and protect himself.
不义的人只为着自己的存活。
And often at the expense of others.
而牺牲了他人的需要。
And there are many of this kind of people in the world.
在世上已经有很多这样自私自利的人。
Even in the midst of us as believers.
就这也包括基督徒。
When a pandemic like this happened, all this ugliness comes out.
在这个疫情的病毒的这个时间，我们很多丑陋的生命就这样子的豁出来。
You know, in the British news, a newscaster was feeling very frustrated when he was making this news report.
在英国有一个这个新闻记者，他非常的愤怒。他在做这个新闻的时候
，He says frustrated by the young for not heeding the call to stay at home.
他很忧愁，因为很多年轻人不愿意隔离
，and practice social distancing.
不愿意就是隔离，社区隔离。
And his comment was that this generation is one that does not understand the word no.
他这样子的说，现在的人实在是不明白什么是不可以。
Because they think they are entitled to everything.
因为他们觉得自己应得所有的一切。
So question is, are we like these people?
问题是我们是不是像这些不幸的人呢？
And then closer to our home here recently, the news also reported about what happened in Florida.
当然，在美国我们也。不久前的新闻也告诉我们，在佛罗里达州所发生的事。
Where during spring break, college students defy the stay-at-home notice to party, during that spring break.
在春假的时候，大学生不愿意留在家隔离，仍然在海边的有趴对。
Because they think they are immortal.
他们觉得自己的生命是永远的。
And do not realize that they.Have no power over their own lives.
却没有想到他们的生命也是有限的。
God alone has that power or that sovereign power over our life.
唯有神有完全的主权，在我们能够活多久。
And we want to live righteously because we do not want to incur His anger.Like those in Noah's time.
我们要过一个敬虔的生命，不要惹神的愤怒，就好像挪亚时代的那些不谦不义的人。
And Jesus has given us this command.
耶稣给了我们一个命令。
He says that all men will know that you are my disciple if you have love for one another.
若你们彼此相爱，世人就认出你是我的门徒了。
And he says that, you know,If we are his true disciple, we will also love the God with all our being.
若我们是真正的门徒，我们也会全心全意的来爱神，来爱我们的神。
And when we truly love Him, we will love others.
若我们爱神，我们也很自然的会爱他人。
And the others is not just believers, but also unbelievers.
他人包括信徒跟不信的。
And so, we too need to tell them about this love and protection God can give to them.
我们要趁着这个时机告诉那还没有信神的人，不认识神的人，这个好消息。
And tell them that although we are shut in our homes now,
告诉他们，虽然现在我们关闭在家里。
But we are never shut out of His love and His protection.
但是神的爱跟他的保护不会隔离。
So that we can draw them to worship the God we worship.
我们也带领他们来敬拜我们所敬拜的神。
And pray that God will give us that opportunity.
祷告神给我们这样的机会。
Whether it's through phone or through social media when we talk to them.
无论是借着打电话或者是网站，我们可以这样子的来做。
So that they will also in this such time turn to God.
在这困难的时机，更多的人能够转向神。
May God bless as we close in prayer.
神赐福你，我们结束祷告。
亲爱天父，我们求神你自己的话语帮助我们，来思想我们自己的本分，做一个基督徒，让我们在这个世界的患难当中，知道、认识到或明白到神你自己的心意，让你自己来使用在这个时刻，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。